This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Welcome, O Ramadan. You are honored, O month of the Quran. It is Ramadan. O one who sleeps, stand up and declare the oneness of Allah, the oneness of Allah. Welcome, O Ramadan. You are honored, O month of the Quran. It is Ramadan.
Assalamu alaikum. And a very warm welcome to the philosophy of fasting. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. All praise is due to Allah. All peace and blessings be upon Muhammad, the last prophet and messenger of Allah. It's my ultimate pleasure, as always, to welcome Dr. Hatham Al-Dad. Assalamu alaikum, Doctor.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thanks so much for joining us in the studio today.
Jazakallah khair.
Doctor, I want to take some time today to talk about the last 10 days of Ramadan, because this is what's coming up right now, and the itikaf. However, before we continue, in the previous episode, we were discussing the reading the Quran in Arabic and how important it is. And you were mentioning we just must read like the alif, ba, join letters up. I want to take this time very quickly to round things up by just saying to you, Doctor, okay, for me, example, and I'm sure most of the people who can't speak Arabic or read Arabic, I'm learning, inshallah, God give me the strength to learn more and be, you know, fluent in the Quran. But why is it so crucial? What's that crucial point? Because you left off at a crucial point, what we just must clear up for the viewers.
Yeah. Bismillah, salatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. As I said last time, that reading the Quran in Arabic is an act of ibadah.
Yes.
And there is nothing in the whole world that just by reading it you will get hasana for every letter, even if your mind was not there during reading. Of course, when your mind is there, when you read, you will get more reward or a bigger hasana, as some scholars said. So it is very vital to read Quran in Arabic. And believe me, see, when Allah Jalla wa Ala said that the Quran is a cure, يا أيها الناس وقد جاءتكم موعظة من ربكم وشفاء شفاء.
Yes.
And Allah جل وعلا called the Quran شفاء in number of آيات. Healer, cure.
Definitely.
The Quran is a cure from different perspectives. The meanings are cure for our problems. The Quran itself, reading it is a cure. Yes. And it is a protection, even if we do not understand it. Okay, even if we do not understand it, it is still a cure for the problems of our hearts.
Definitely.
So, it is very vital that we, all humanity, and all Muslims, from Africa, from China, from America, from the West, from the East, from all over the place, to read Quran as Allah revealed it, as Allah likes to hear it.
Definitely.
So, as we said, learn the alphabet first of all. And then learn how to read the words. Alhamdulillahi Rabbi al-Alami.
Yes.
And then have a copy of the Quran with you that has the Arabic and the translation.
Yes.
And try to read the translation and match it with the Arabic.
Of course.
The Arabic with the translation. And match those word by word.
Word by word.
And then statement by statement. For example, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praises be to Allah. So you understand that this statement means this. Or Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen means this. So whenever you come across the word Alhamdu again in the Quran, you will say, this means praise.
Yes.
We are praising Allah.
Definitely.
And then you can increase your data of vocabulary slowly. This is one thing that has to be done. The other thing that has to be done You know, you mentioned in, I think, in the previous episode or one of the previous episodes, listening to the Quran is very important.
Mm.
And now it is very easy. Sisters can listen to Quran when they are working.
Of course.
Doing their housework.
The chores in the house, yes.
People can listen to the Quran while they are driving. People can listen to the Quran while they are traveling. They can put these headphones and they can listen to the Quran.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever, my point is, listen to the Quran, but to try to repeat after the reciter.
Of course.
And don't listen without concentration. Listen, of course, normally, but if you, in order to learn, listen while you are focusing.
Definitely.
Focusing on what he says and focusing on in order to repeat it.
Of course, it definitely works.
To repeat after him. So if the imam, the reciter, said, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ, you read after him, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ, and keep repeating it until you match it as he read it.
That's
قُلْ, yes. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ, slowly, slowly, okay?
It's slowly, right. Slowly.
Keep doing this. See, even if you spend the whole day just reading قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ, اللَّهُ الصَّمَدُ, that surah only. لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. Just repeating it, repeating the whole surah, even for one week, until you pronounce it correctly. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ, not أَحَد. Of course, you will not notice the difference between أَحَد and أَحَد.
Yes, it's very slightly.
Yes, we can distinguish.
Of course, of course, yes.
And you yourself, you will be able to recognize the difference once you get used to it.
Of course. Well, Sheikh, I've been here for 3 years right now, and you know, I must thank my brother Ali. He's in the UK. He's from Iraq. He spent with me and was learning me the Quran. He this is the first surah I learned, Qul Huwallahu Ahad. And when I learned it, it was just like you said, Qul Huwallahu Ahad. Now I spent time in Egypt, and inshallah I can pronounce it like alhamdulillah, nicely.
Like Egyptian reciters. See, inshallah, next year if we have another program,
inshallah,
I would like to see you, Brother Rafi, and I would like to see all brothers and sisters reading the Quran properly.
Inshallah.
So as I said, this is start with this. Just take simple surahs, listen to them. Keep repeating them, repeating them until you pronounce them as the reciter himself is reciting them.
Of course.
And of course, the most important surah that you need to learn is what? Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Brother Rafi, see, I'm not talking to you, I'm talking to all our viewers.
Everyone.
And I have no reservation to say that it hurts me to stand before an imam, for example, in the UK or some other European countries whenever I travel, and the imam does not know how to recite Surah Fatiha, saying, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. This is not what Allah revealed. And it hurts me. And I say, I clearly say this, I have no reservation to say this, shame on any imam. Shame on any person who is teaching people Islam, who is teaching people fiqh or hadith or so on, or teaching people how to pray, and he is still unable to recite Surah Fatiha properly. Shame on him, shame on him, shame on him. In fact, shame on her as well, those sisters. Subhanallah. We spend time to do so many things. Wallahi, we spend time online, whether maybe watching bad things, astaghfirullah al-azim, or even reading news. You know, from one website to another website, reading news. And when we want to put some time to learn the book of Allah Jalla wa Ala, we don't do it. So my dear respected brothers and sisters, take Ramadan as the month for you to learn Quran and put a plan for yourself that by the end of this month, I would like to be able to read, for example, the last juzu of the Quran properly.
Of course.
Let us start with the last juzu because it is simple, simple surahs, short surahs.
Yes.
At least by the end of this Ramadan, I don't know, we are almost in the last
10 days
of Ramadan.
Yes.
But don't even miss the opportunity of the last 10 days of Ramadan.
Of course.
Take some surahs of the Quran and make a commitment that this Ramadan will not going to end except you know how to read those surahs of the Quran properly and just start to increase your vocabulary.
Yes, an excellent point there, Doctor. You know, we're a bit pushed on time. We're just going to take a quick break. However, before the break, I just want to pick up on and say those are excellent points. We must learn the Quran as Allah described.
Exactly, definitely. As Allah revealed.
Yes. And also, after the break, we're going to pick up on the etiquette of the last 10 days of Ramadan, inshallah.
This is not all about the Quran, inshallah, maybe
of course,
in another episode.
Okay. We can pick that up.
We can, inshallah.
Inshallah. Thank you so much, Doctor.
Jazakallah khair.
Well, stay tuned. We're just going to take a quick break. Assalamu alaikum.
Welcome, O Ramadan. You are honored, O month of the Quran. You are honored, O month of the Quran.
Assalamu alaikum. And a very warm welcome back to the Philosophy of Fasting. Before the break, we were talking about the importance of reading the Quran in Arabic. So, brothers and sisters, I'm asking you very kindly, we're coming up to the last 10 days of Ramadan. From the bottom of my heart, please, please make it your quest to learn the Quran in Arabic. If you can't, if you need help, there's many websites. Why not check our own website out at www.huda.tv. Well, Dr. Hatham, welcome back. We're discussing about reading the Quran in Ramadan, all things like this. And, you know, you're overwhelming me with everything that we're speaking about. It's, you know, magnificent. And, you know, may Allah accept this work from you and, you know, all the Muslim scholars. Let's take a bit of time now and talk about the etiquette of Ramadan. We're talking about Ramadan and we're coming up to the last 10 days.
Yeah, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, as-salatu was-salamu ala Rasulillah. You know, i'tikaf.
Yes.
Okay, again, this is once, inshallah, you start learning Arabic more and more,
inshallah,
you'll pronounce it more clearly.
Yes.
I'tikaf. I'tikaf, what does it mean? Means that you stick yourself to something.
Yes.
You stick to something. Okay. And in particular, it means that you seclude yourself away from people and you stick to dhikr and recitation of the Quran and other acts of ibadah in a masjid.
Right.
So you stick to a masjid and you devote yourself during that time for ibadah. This is the meaning of i'tikaf.
Allah.
And you know, as we are talking about philosophy,
yes,
before getting into some of the rules and guidelines
of course
regarding i'tikaf, the scholars say that it is very advisable for the person to have some time with himself. He seclude himself to ponder upon his life, to ponder upon his actions,
yes,
and to remember his deeds and his bad deeds and to make istighfar of those bad deeds. And they said that this kind of reflection and pondering upon the person's life is very, very important for the person's iman.
Definitely.
And for the person's attachment and link with Allah Jalla wa'ala. Because if the person is just busy in doing so many things, including doing ibadat, without those times that he just sit, reflect, devote himself for recitation of the Quran, for dhikr of Allah, for istighfar and so on in a peaceful way, then the person might not reflect on what he has been doing.
I see.
And he might neglect so many mistakes that he have been doing. He might not be able to rectify himself.
Yes.
So this is i'tikaf.
Subhanallah.
And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to do this i'tikaf frequently.
Mm.
And they said that, some scholars said, it is true that there is no specific reward mentioned for i'tikaf. But they said this means that i'tikaf is of a very high status of deeds.
Of course.
Because they said in Sharia in general, if the reward of something is not clearly mentioned and it is left open, it means the reward will be so magnificent. And you remember when we spoke about fasting and we said that Allah Jalla wa Ala said in the Hadith Qudsi, kullu amal ibn Adam, each action of the son of Adam belongs to him, except for fasting, it belongs to me.
Yes.
And we said that Allah Jalla wa Ala did not specify a special or a specific reward for fasting. This means that the reward of fasting can be multiplied more and more. Similarly for i'tikaf.
Definitely.
There is no specific reward mentioned for i'tikaf. However, as many scholars said, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to do things and used to leave them. And whenever he used to do something, he used to leave it or miss it just occasionally.
Yes.
Except for i'tikaf.
Definitely.
When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam started to do i'tikaf, the Prophet ﷺ never left it after that. In fact, sure, in one of the years, he could not make it on the same time that he used to do it. He made it up after that.
Yes.
And this shows the importance of i'tikaf.
Definitely, dedication.
Yeah, dedication.
Yes.
Well, that your word is even better, dedication.
Yes, Brother Dr. Haytham, I want to stress upon the point there. You're saying there's no reward. However, from
No specific reward. Mentioned.
Yes, that's correct. However, logically thinking, as you've been speaking, and I've been thinking about it, and the previous Ramadans, I've seen this happen. It gives you time to reflect on your own life and reflect where you want to be tomorrow, because we know this life doesn't mean anything. This life is a test to what we do in this life for the next. So if we can spend the last 10 days of Ramadan reflecting, okay, look, I did something wrong. Let me sort this problem out right now. I don't pray on time. This is the time, the last 10 days of Ramadan, to sort all those little things out in your own head to be more close to Allah.
Definitely, yes. Definitely. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to observe i'tikaf every year. Once he started i'tikaf, once he moved to Medina, he started i'tikaf and he used to do it every year. Now, this i'tikaf or dedication or to seclude yourself,
yes,
or to dedicate yourself, yes, the sunnah is to do it in the last 10 days of Ramadan. In the last 10 days of Ramadan. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the beginning did it in the first 10 days of Ramadan. Then he did it in the second 10 days of Ramadan. Okay, you know Ramadan is,
yes,
30 days. So groups, the first 10 days,
yes,
the second 10 days, and the last 10 days.
Yes.
So when he did it in the second 10 days of Ramadan, he one time he looked at the companions and he said to them, I am doing this i'tikaf, trying to witness Laylatul Qadr, to make tahari of Laylatul Qadr, to match and to see and to witness Laylatul Qadr, and to gain the reward of ibadah during Laylatul Qadr. This is tahari, this is what it means.
Yes.
So he said that it Laylatul Qadr, he was told, the Prophet ﷺ, he was told that it will be in the last 10 days of Ramadan. And then he said, the one who wants to seek Laylatul Qadr, he should seek it in the last 10 days of Ramadan.
I see.
That's why after that, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam started to make i'tikaf in the last 10 days of Ramadan. In 1 year, he missed the last 10 days of Ramadan because his wives started to do i'tikaf. So he left i'tikaf. He made it up in the first 10 days of Shawwal. What does that mean? It means that It is a very noble, virtuous act that we need to do it. And some people say, oh, we are busy, we can't do it, and etc., etc. If, my dear respected brothers and sisters, as you said, if we can do it to just reflect upon our life and where we will be tomorrow, then it is a very good thing to do. Yes. And as they said that, see, women in general are advised to stay at home. But the Prophet ﷺ gave them permission to do i'tikaf. And to do i'tikaf in a masjid, as we said. The definition of i'tikaf is to seclude yourself or to dedicate yourself for ibadah in a masjid. So what does that mean? It means that the Prophet ﷺ knew the virtues of i'tikaf, and that's why he allowed women to do i'tikaf. And the Prophet ﷺ's wives, his wives, did i'tikaf with him, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Of course, in a separate place, and there are certain rulings for i'tikaf for women, but generally speaking, this means that i'tikaf is a very virtuous act and a noble act that needs to be observed frequently.
Definitely. Dr. Hatham, it's kind of like devoting yourself to cleanse yourself, not only mentally, physically, and you know, fasting as well. It's everything that you need. Basically, we have the modern day, I've even forgotten the word, detox, the modern day detox, where they say, eat this because of your digestive system, do this because of your mental stability. SubhanAllah, look, Sheikh, 1,000, all these years ago, the Quran was revealed from Allah. Why is it just now the modern world is catching up on, on these modern day things like detoxes? We had it thousands of years ago because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew this.
SubhanAllah, this is absolutely true. And we focus on the nourishment of our bodies, and we do not focus on the nourishment of our souls.
Yes.
In fact, subhanAllah, as they said, the nourishment of the soul is a nourishment for the body itself.
Of course.
Because the person who is morally weak, psychologically weak, he will be physically weak.
Yes.
And the person who is strong from a moral perspective, psychological perspective, spiritual perspective, 100%. This person will be strong. I'tikaf is one of those acts that makes the person more attached and linked to Allah Jalla wa Ala, more strong in his or in her iman.
In iman, that's totally correct. However, Doctor, I just wanted to say, you know, the modern day life that we live in, coming from the West and we live in the East, we cannot deny there's psychological problems in the world. It does exist. However, not so much in the East. I've not seen, you know, there are people with mental difficulties. We cannot deny this in the East. However, it's very few. For example, in the UK, the schools, many people, I'm depressed. I can't go to work. I feel depressed. Or I'm social. I'm psychologically depressed. These words. You don't get this kind of psychological illness in the East because they have the belief and they have the strive to go forward. What's the difference? Why?
SubhanAllah. Why? This is a very important testimony. I hope that the non-Muslims are listening to this. And I hope that the Muslims who have weak iman listening to this.
Inshallah. Well, I'm so sorry, Doctor. That's all we have time for right now. Inshallah, we'll pick up on the rulings of i'tikaf in the next episode, inshallah. Thanks again for joining us. Well, dear viewers, thanks again for viewing. Until next time, I'll leave you in the safe care of Allah. Assalamu alaikum.
Welcome, O Ramadan. You are honored, O month of the Quran.